good afternoon. You're listening to Eye on the Valley with your host, Surjeet Atwal, right here on CIVL 101.7 FM, broadcasting to the Fraser Valley, broadcasting from the University of the Fraser Valley's Abbotsford campus on the traditional and unceded territory of the Stolo people. I have a very special guest for you, Jade, Festival Coordinator for the Jam and Jubilee. Good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. I got the great privilege to be joined by Jade, Festival Coordinator for the Jam and Jubilee. Thank you for joining us, ma'am.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
We all know how, especially here in the Fraser Valley, we all know how important the Jam and Jubilee is to our arts scene, to our arts culture, especially in the summertime. And it's been out of commission through the physical sense for the last couple of years because of COVID. It's been tried through Zoom and other things, but the feel is not the same, as you probably know. Can you give the viewers a bit of an update on what's going to be different from last year?
Yeah, from last year's event, kind of looking back at 2021, it was all done online, and we were very kind of happy to have everyone come together in that sense. It was awesome to be able to keep it alive and going throughout the pandemic, but we are really looking forward to seeing everybody in person again. I think the last couple of years especially is sort of everyone's a bit zoomed out. And when it comes to, I mean, it's more convenient for meetings to be online, but not so much the social gathering side of things. So we're really looking forward to getting the community together. The event came together in a bit of a shorter timeline just because we weren't sure what was going to happen this year. But we're very happy to kind of have the people, the volunteers, the artists have all been very eager to get out and play in front of an audience again. So we've got a really great lineup this year. Some of the vendor booths are, I think every year we've tried to include more community service organizations, and that's something that we really prioritized this year with a greater emphasis as well on providing safe spaces and active listeners to kind of aid and assist with any concerns that might come up throughout the event. So we're very happy to be working with a lot of really awesome people and organizations to make that happen, to bring a bit more awareness to some social issues that are going on right now, and just to provide a platform where we can serve and support marginalized groups as well too. So like, this is the first year that we're having our artist in residence, Carmen McKay. We're very happy to be welcoming him to all 4 weeks. He is a Coast Salish artist, and he'll be doing a few presentations and he'll have his art there. And we're just really happy to have the support from Tourism Abbotsford on that front in making that happen, and looking forward to kind of carrying that forward as a tradition in just consciously creating space for voices that have gone unheard or that have been muted and cut out for over the last few years. So, and that we extend that offer all across the board throughout various communities. And it's just been really great, especially now that we're getting a couple of days out of the event. We're still getting a lot of people coming forward and wanting to get involved. So it'll no doubt continue growing throughout the coming weeks. But we're just, I mean, first and foremost, excited to be back in person, period. So it's been great to be received this way by the community with the city support and everything.
When the festival will begin and how long it will be running for?
Yeah, so it is running in true tradition every Thursday evening in Jubilee Park downtown. Things will get going around 6 o'clock. All of the vendors will be set up. You can enjoy some food, some beers from Ravens. And then around 7 o'clock is when the music will get started, and that'll go right until 10 o'clock. And that is when things wrap down at Jubilee Park, but they get amped right back up again over at Town Hall for our After Dark series.
Okay, so it's already started, or is it going to start this week?
This is the first Thursday, so it'll be July 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th this year.
Okay, and how many artists this year are you going to have performed?
Yeah, so on the Jam and Jubilee stage, we have three artists each day. And then we have an artist as well at the After Dark series. So on the 7th, 14th, and 28th, between those days, we'll have a dozen artists. And then on the 21st, the Fraser Valley Music Awards are actually taking over Jam and Jubilee. So we'll get to see some of their nominees as well, too.
And how many people are you expecting to, because this is the first year, it's gonna come back in a couple of years, like we've discussed. How many people do you think will make the trip to see it physically?
We are anticipating around 500 people, but it's really hard to say this year with events. It's just everything has been ramping up so quickly and everyone's just so eager to get back out there that I would not be surprised at all if we are welcoming more people to the park, especially with it just being an open and free family-friendly event. I'm sure we'll have kind of people milling about for a couple hours or so. So all in all, I could see us hitting potentially 1,000 people throughout the entire 4 hours. But we'll see how Abbotsford and our Fraser Valley community shows up this year.
Generally, how has the community support level been?
It has been fantastic. A lot of it was, I think there's still some word of mouth kind of messaging getting out there, people finding out that we are actually coming back in person this year. But everyone that has heard of that, and that goes for the park board, the city, our municipal supports, everything there, they've been amazing to work with, and helping us get things together really quickly for everyone here. So we're very happy to be back. And in the last couple of years, there's also been quite a few new businesses that have popped up in Abbotsford and the surrounding areas. And we've been receiving a lot of outreach from them as well too. Just them business owners themselves being Abbotsfordians and coming to know and love Jam and Jubilee. So we've received a lot of new outreach and support there that has been really great.
Generally, how is the business community, like the Chamber of Commerce or the Downtown Business Association, looked upon you guys as a music festival? You get any support from them?
Yeah, so this year, in getting things together so quickly, we haven't been working directly with those two groups that you mentioned in particular, but they are definitely aware of what's going on. They're helping us spread the message, which has been great. So even partners that we might not have been able to formally coordinate a relationship with, we're seeing them kind of helping get word out, just sharing social media posts and things like that. And I think just in talking to, like the local fire department and some of the people there, they're people that have attended their events, these events in the past with their family. It's a really nice kind of summer evening thing to tend to, and there's just excitement, I think, a lot of excitement around it from what I've been hearing.